Action Unit, he says the team will aggressively pursue doctors and pharmacists who illegally prescribe and dispense drugs for profit. The Mooch says profane comments he made to a reporter were just a joke. Ousted White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says the profane rant to a New Yorker reporter that cost him his job was mostly a joke, and told the Huffington Post Tuesday that the spirit of his interview with that reporter was off the record. His comments calling then White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus a paranoid schizophrenic and his vulgar description of Steve Bannon were later published. Scaramucci asked to resign following the incident on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
The U.S. Navy is continuing the search of a sailor who went overboard in the South China Sea today. The Pacific Fleet says the sailor on the destroyer USS Stethem might have gone overboard Tuesday during routine operations. He was identified only as a male lieutenant. Aircraft and ships from the U.S. and Japan are conducting the search. New sanctions against Russia are ready to go into effect. President Trump signed the measure to do so at the White House this morning. The U.S. military says it conducted a test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile earlier today. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The unarmed Minuteman III missile was fired at 2:10 a.m. Pacific time from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. An Air Force official saying the test launch was developed the effectiveness of that weapon system and had been scheduled years ago and is not directly related to developments concerning North Korea. Following past testing of short and moderate range missiles, the North conducted a second test of an ICBM last Friday. I'm Chris Barnes.
And Broadway pays tribute to American playwright Sam Shepard tonight. The 73-year-old passed away Sunday at his home in Kentucky. Broadway theaters will dim their lights for 1 minute at 7:45 Eastern Time in honor of Shepard, who is also an actor and director. Shepard had been ill for some time with ALS. That is the latest for USA Radio News. I'm Jules McKinney.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Thanks so much for listening in to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, streaming live across the nation. Today, if you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, I want to give you an update on the forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could actually produce gusty winds with a heavy rain this afternoon. High near 88. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., then isolated showers. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Thursday, slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 89 tomorrow. And then Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms again before 1 a.m., then isolated showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue after 1 p.m., then partly sunny with a high near 86. Scattered showers again and thunderstorms on Friday night, mostly cloudy to low around 68. And then that continues with scattered showers and thunderstorms before 3 in the afternoon, then partly sunny with a high of near 80 on Saturday. And then Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. It's going to be beautiful. And then all day Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 79, then partly cloudy with a low of 61. So that's our weather forecast. I have Diane Simovich here from BW Nice. If you know about the BW Nice chapters that are forming across the country, mainly started here in Hunterdon County by our founder, again, Diane Simovich. Supporting the most important causes, domestic violence, and you're going to learn all about it in less than 50 seconds. So stay with us again. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and thanks for listening.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People, and we are streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in Flemington, New Jersey, a brand new, beautiful office, so much history to it here, and we're just actually very privileged to have the show Talented People running, streaming across the nation here, across the world, actually. And my guest today is Diane Simovich, and she is the founder and CEO and president of BW Nice. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Thank you, Jeannie. I'm so happy to be here.
It's always so great to see you. And I'm, you know, your cause and your dedication to your mission inspires so many people, and to the point where there's actually chapters being developed in, you know, Pennsylvania and across, starting across the country, all across the state of New Jersey.
Yes.
But before we get into that, let's hear a little bit about yourself. Tell us about you and what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you how BW and I started. So, I'm originally from Northern New Jersey, Bergen County. I ended up in California, being with my family there for 25 years in corporate sales and management in the health insurance industry. I was very involved in women's initiatives. What I wanted to do is basically change the status quo. I wanted to get women more involved in local activities, local charities, where we would come together and help support one another, but also support a charity that really kind of struck a chord with women, with us, with the community, and where we could really see some results. We'd roll up our sleeves and really make some changes. So I developed the blueprint out in California towards the end of my career, on a wing and a prayer. I co-founded this entire blueprint of BW Nice that we have here in New Jersey, and it was so successful that when I moved back to New Jersey 10 years ago to be near family, reinventing myself, my board said, if you do nothing else, you need to start this in New Jersey. It's just too good. And I thought about that. It resonated. And I said, yeah, you know what? I really do. So in April 2009, we launched BW Nice, Inc., which is our nonprofit 501c3. And we started our first chapter here in Hunterdon County, and we haven't stopped or missed a beat ever since, and it has really evolved. And what we decided to do was take on the cause of domestic violence and sexual assault. It's a huge issue, obviously. It's an issue for all of us in our communities. It certainly impacts women more so. One out of four women will be impacted or victim of domestic violence in their lifetime here in the U.S. One out of eight men will be impacted, which is not good either. So it does touch all of our lives. And we really felt that that was something that we wanted to wrap our arms around and support and really carry that forward. So as an organization, we are a different business model. We are we gather to do networking, business networking, but we do charitable outreach, and we try to balance both. So at the heart of our mission, we are here to raise, to educate, raise awareness and funds by partnering with local domestic violence agencies and supporting their needs and getting the word out. So we are the great conduit for this cause. The women of BW Nice are a wonderful conduit.
I want to ask you about the name BW Nice.
It's a mouthful.
What does that stand for?
It stands for Business Women Networking Involving Charity and Education. And again, with the business model, we believe in business networking. That's important, where we can help and empower one another, but we see value in the charitable outreach. And again, that speaks to the heart of the organization, where we spend a majority of our time, again, working on our big charity event called the Red Shoe and doing collection items for our agencies, or really whatever their needs are, we're there to help support them and the women and children in the Safe and or Transition House.
What about the shoe, the Red Shoe? What is the significance of the Red Shoe?
So the Red Shoe, it's in our logo. We have a red shoe in our logo. It signifies and symbolizes empowerment, strength, and unity, but it also depicts and talks about the journey of all those survivors of domestic violence. And we want to honor that journey because you never really understand, you can't understand what someone goes through until you walk in their shoes. So we really want to honor those victims and survivors. That's very important. So you know you see me in red shoes, and you will always see me in red shoes because I want to keep that honor going.
I love it. And I love the power, like when you just, like if you're listening out there and you picture red shoes, like you say, I mean, the strength and the power and the confidence and the rebounding, really, from such terrible circumstances.
Absolutely. It's rebounding. It's perseverance. It's courage. It's having faith, courage, strength, hope, all of those things to be able to go through that and then come out on the other end. And that is a beautiful story that we want to share with others that may be going through a very difficult or challenging time, that we are there for them, that there is hope, and there are resources, and there is help out there, and that everyone should have access to help.
Thank you for putting that together, actually, because, you know, it is true. A lot of people, your statistics of 1 in 4 and 1 in 8 for men, 1 in 4 in women, you know, is terrifying. And there's a lot of people who do not know where to turn.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to our first break here. It's already 3:12 on August 2nd, 2017. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. I'm talking with Diane Simovich about the organization she's created. Chapters are emerging across the country. And when we get back, maybe you'll share a story or two of one of your impact speakers so people can get an idea out there what it is that you guys are all doing and how if they have, you know, a need for help, they can get in touch. And also, if you're listening, please make sure that you go to the website. What's your website so that they could join to support you and donate?
Yes, www.bwnice.org.
Okay, great. All right, stay with us, everybody out there listening. Thanks so much for listening to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, again, guest Diane Simovich here from Hunterdon County. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. It is August 2nd already, and 3:16 in the afternoon. I have my guest, Diane Simovich from BW Nice. She's the founder of this organization that has an initiative to support domestic violence. They started off with like one chapter, and she's going to bring us up to date on how this is just taking over because so many people are affected by it. So, again, welcome back to the show, Diane, and thanks for listening out there.
Yes, thank you, Jeannie. I'm so happy to be here and sharing the message.
It's been so, you know, so nice knowing you and ever since we met about a year ago.
Yes.
Seeing how dedicated you are, you have, you know, your face down to the, you know, paperwork and everything to make sure that you open doors for chapters, for people. So start back by telling everybody a couple examples of some of your, what you call impact speakers that come to your monthly meetings, right?
Well, we actually have impact speakers at our Ridge Shoe events, which we want to share with our audience and those that are attending. But I do have a story that's just really amazing and very heartfelt from our Somerset County chapter. So they launched their first Ridge Shoe event last year. Mm-hmm. About a year prior to that, I met a woman who came to the meeting, beautiful woman. Lovely lady, and I arrived and sat next to her during the meeting, and I introduced myself afterwards, and she introduced herself, and we just started chatting, and one thing obviously led to another, and she started sharing her story, and I thought my jaw was going to drop, and she started crying and had been through a very abusive relationship, was coming out, had been seeking services, and was using services from Safe and Sound, which is the agency that we support in Somerset County. A wonderful agency, and basically her life had been from, she shared stories of her mother being abused and watching what was happening in the household by, you know, her father, and when her mother was pregnant being beaten. It was an incredible story. This woman was amazing. She has her own business. She's beautiful. She obviously has gone through a lot of struggles, but what courage and strength to get back on her feet and have a successful business. She's doing really well. I looked at her, and I had tears in my eyes, and I said, you know, one day you'll be an impact speaker for us. I know that. She goes, I can't do it now. I said, I understand that, but one day you will be in a position. You are an amazing woman, and you just are. I'm just honored to meet you, and thank you for sharing. Well, when they launched their first event last May, it ended up, they had an impact speaker scheduled who couldn't make it, and it ended up that this woman was the impact speaker, and she did a phenomenal job. And I remember her coming to me afterwards and saying, thank you, Diane. You know, she said, it was a tough decision for me to do that, but I did it. And she said, if not now, when? And I said, yeah. And I said, you got your voice, and that's amazing. And she said, Diane, I can't thank you enough for what this has done for me. It has changed my life. I you know, I don't know what to say, but that really resonates. Obviously, that makes me feel so good in terms of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. And these stories just motivate me to keep going forward with our mission and inspire me to do what we are doing. And there, again, there's such a need, it reinforces that. It was beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, and I'm so happy and proud of her for what she did.
Absolutely. And like, what about the people like who are really impacted from the audience, like that those that are there? I know you have Unity Bank as a presenting sponsor.
Yes.
You know, which is a really amazing thing because they care about community.
Yes.
And they care about everything you're doing.
Yes.
So as an example, in the audience of women, they're not necessarily, it's not like an AA group in a way where everyone's sitting there, you know, saying their own stories. Like you said, it's a networking event where these are very prominent,
yes,
influential people,
yes,
who believe in their community and want to help.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, did you notice this problem? And then in order to get them to really understand, you have your speakers bring,
yes,
the story home, and then everybody walks away asking how to help,
right,
which is so awesome.
Right. It's sort of twofold. You're right. It's engaging the audience and educating the audience to understand what we do, why we do it. Listening to an impact speaker so they understand why they're there and spending money and how important it is and what a difference it can make in a life,
right,
somebody's life, obviously, to hear these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also gets them to say, yeah, I want to help. I didn't realize. Many of them don't understand the scope of the problem, and that's okay. You know, it's pervasive. It's all over in our community, so it helps educate them to say, you know what, this is an issue and we all have to work together to make a change. But it also brings women that are there in the audience, and this has happened at many shows, not just our 100-in show, but quite a few of our shows, where women have gotten up and gone over to our agency, the agency that's there that we're supporting, and said, you know what, I have a problem. I believe that last year's show, 5 women ended up going to speak to Safe and 100-in.
Wow.
At Hunter County. That's just a snippet. And I know, mm-hmm, in Somerset as well, they were able to get themselves over there and say, I need to speak to you. That to me is powerful. That,
mm-hmm,
speaks volumes in terms, again, of what we're doing. And,
mm-hmm,
that happens at our breakfast meetings as well, our monthly breakfast meetings at our chapters. We've had many women come forward and say, you know what, I think I have a problem, or I know of somebody and I need more information. I need to be educated.
So what if someone listening actually does recognize this and wants to reach out and say, I either know someone or I am someone? What would they do?
They can look for a local domestic violence agency in their community. It's much more than just a safe house. Most of the agencies have to have, at minimum, a safe house. They may have a transition house that will house longer. But they can look for or contact look for a local domestic violence agency in their area, and there's usually an 800 line or a hotline. You want to get on that hotline right away, and they will take your information and, you know, help you or assess where you need to go. And I will tell you this, you're welcome to reach out to our website. And there's a phone number. It's my number. If you're not comfortable, we will help you find a place. Here in New Jersey, we work with so many of the agencies already. We can't personally do it, but we will get you to the right agency for help. I have no problem with that.
Oh, so generous of you. What about, like, can you explain, like, for those out there listening, what is exactly a safe house? And what is, you know, what kind of level, like, where's the criteria of a desperate person? Like, where, is there any kind of benchmark that says, you're okay, oh, you're not okay?
Right.
What's that?
The agency will certainly vet through that, but a safe house essentially is for immediate needs where somebody is in a life-threatening situation and needs to leave. So say a woman and her child or children are in imminent danger, they can call the agency, get a hold of the safe house, and they usually leave with the clothes on their back and end up in a safe house. So there's nobody knows where they're at. It's usually about 30 days. During that time, they can work with legal advocacy to get restraining orders or anything else that they need. In legal terms, yes, whatever assistance they need to determine what their next steps will be. Depending on their situation, some may be in a position to move on to private housing or somewhere else. Others can move into transition housing if the agency provides it. And that's usually 18 months to 24 months where they will live in a home and get whatever other services they need, training, a job. They'll live there with their children till they can get back on their feet. And those are the services we call client services that, as far as the funds that we raise, that's where it goes to. I want it to go to client services to support the women and children, the families in the safe and or transition house for these agencies. Because there's so many incidentals and so many things that they need that may fall through the cracks or not in the budget.
Right.
To help these women get to be self-sustainable again and to get back on their feet and be whole, mm-hmm. whether it be a job or tires on their car or training or whatever, or get to and from work or any of those things, we want to help. We want to be there to support those efforts.
So awesome. And, you know, we have had so many people on, talented people over the years. You know, I even think of Unity Bank saying how they actually spent a night at like a homeless shelter in Hunterdon County. Because they're like, you know, this is Hunterdon County and it's really prominent county.
Yes.
Just one representative of the country. And there are people, like you say, one in four women and one in mm-hmm. eight guys that are living in these, like you said, dire circumstances.
Could and, be, absolutely, yes.
And I think people, like the awareness factor to the issue is incredibly important.
Yes.
And then when we go back to those people that we love so much, it's only 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Take for those 20% of those people who go to, and there's a lot of people, like you had what, 200 or so at your last fashion show.
Right, right.
These women are leaders, community leaders. They're,
yes.
they're supporting the cause.
Yes.
They always give back and it always comes back to them.
Yes.
So
it does.
How do people who are listening who own businesses or work at businesses that have their, I want to say, philanthropy or their philanthropic causes get in touch with you?
I will refer to the website and then my and email address, and I'll even give you my cell number because I have it out there anyway, and I will call you back. But you can go to our website for more information at www.bwnice.org. Email address is info@bwnice.org, or you are welcome to call me at 908-894-8219. Would love to hear from you, and I think the more we can people we can get, businesses we can get to rally around and work together, the better impact we can have. And I think that's what it's all about. It's locking arms and raising, rolling up our sleeves and making this happen.
And you are doing that, Diane. Thank you so much. Diane Simovich is my guest here on Talented People today. It's already August 2nd, if you can believe it, 2017, only a month back until we're back to September. It's just nuts, crazy. But I'm Jeannie Murphy, and again, Diane's in studio. We're going to go to our news and weather. We'll be right back. Stay with us, and thanks for listening in.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Fire crews are conducting a search and rescue operation at a Minneapolis school where a gas leak caused an explosion.
We have been able to lower down that unaccounted for number down to two. We did locate one of the people that was unaccounted for, and we did find that person unharmed.
That blast led to a partial collapse to the building. Minneapolis Assistant Fire Chief Brian Tyner said the gas leak was due to construction at the site. He insisted the rest of the building has been searched and cleared, so rescue operations are concentrated on the section that collapsed. Tyner says five people were taken to the hospital and one of them is in critical condition. In other news, the Dow hit 22,000 today for the first time ever. It's coming off its strongest monthly performance in 5 months, rising 2.5%. The market is partially being fueled by Apple after shares in the company skyrocketed when a new report showed a surge in iPhone sales. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd, while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only, limit 80 per customer.
Two U.S. service members have been killed when their convoy came under attack in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. NATO confirms a suicide bomber hit the convoy of international troops. 8,400 U.S. troops are currently deployed in that country. The U.S. Navy is continuing the search of a sailor who went overboard in the South China Sea today. The Pacific Fleet says the sailor on the destroyer USS Stethem might have gone overboard Tuesday during routine operations. He was identified only as a male lieutenant. Aircraft and ships from the U.S. and Japan are conducting the search. Here at home, the president is endorsing legislation to limit legal immigration. Speaking at the White House, the president explained the RAISE Act will limit green card applications on a merit basis.
The RAISE Act prevents new migrants and new immigrants from collecting welfare and protects U.S. workers from being displaced.
The bill is intended to cut legal immigration by 50% over the next 10 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
There's a new concern about North Korea's ongoing testing of missiles following a close call last week. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Air France says the ICBM the North test launched last Friday came dangerously close to one of its jets, which had just taken off from Tokyo.
They absolutely are creating danger to commercial airspace.
That's former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenkerr, who tells CBS News air traffic controllers would not have time to warn a jet that a missile was coming its way.
Former FBI Director James Comey has a major book deal. Flatiron Books said today Comey's as-yet-untitled book on leadership will be out next spring. Comey, who was fired by President Trump, reportedly inked a multi-million dollar deal for the book that promises to take readers inside some extraordinary moments in our history. Now, it's unclear if Comey will write about his brief relationship with Trump or their private meeting at the White House. The book must undergo government review before publication because of Comey's job with the FBI. Finally, the Philadelphia Phillies announced today that Pete Rose will not be part of the upcoming Alumni Weekend events. Court papers allege Rose had a sexual relationship with a 14 or 15-year-old girl in the 1970s, while he says she was 16. Rose issued a statement saying, "While I am truly honored that the Phillies fans voted for me to be on this year's Wall of Fame inductee, I am concerned that other matters will overshadow the goodwill associated with Alumni Weekend." For USA Radio News, I'm Jules
McKinney. Hey, Juliet Riley.
Hello, Juliet Riley.
Hi, Juliet. My name's Leanne.
This is my I Am music video.
I absolutely love this song. Thank you ever so much for writing it. I hope you enjoy it.
I've had enough of the silence when I just want to shout. All my friends are so tired of trying to figure it out. But it's okay if you have to fake a smile from time to time, 'cause on every page of your history you get to fill in the lines, and this one's mine.
Surface up.
Oh my goodness. So this song. Oh my gosh. All right. It's talented people out here, and we've got a talented person singing here from Hunterdon County.
Yes.
That is actually Diane Simovich's like right arm girl. This is the song yes. of BW Nice.
Yes, this is the song of BW Nice. And she debuted her song at our Hunterdon County Rich Shoe event back on June 2nd. Juliet Riley is a beautiful young woman and wrote this song, and it's a perfect partnership.
It really is so crazy, and I want to cry right now.
I know. I have tears in my eyes. I've got chills. Yeah. I can't even.
The song is so incredible. She's so young.
Yes. And 23 years old.
Intensity,
yes.
Like what, yes. whatever, to be able to be inspired to write that song, sing it. And we were actually broadcasting that from her YouTube channel, by the way. Her name is Juliet, J-U-L-I-E-T-T-E, Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. And the song is I Am a Survivor. And in like just the streaming video of what she's singing and all the kids and everybody that she's touched. But for you guys, I Am a Survivor, for all of the work you're doing for domestic violence, it's just so amazing. It's
right.
the perfect song.
It is the perfect song. And her message is anti-bullying and then ties into the domestic violence. And so she's reaching out even to that younger audience to tell everyone we all can be our own heroes, which is true. And so it fits beautifully. So it's just the perfect, 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 as I said, partnership. And she's such a lovely young lady. And I'm excited because we're hoping to have her perform at as many Red Shoe events as she possibly can.
Oh, so
and sharing her message along with ours. And together, we really hope that, you know, we'll touch a lot of different generations.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It really is. And, I mean, honestly, congratulations. I mean, thank you for all the work you're doing and all of the lives you're changing.
I have to thank the ladies and everybody, men, women, everybody that have been supporting BW Nice. I have to thank all of them because without that support, we wouldn't be here today. I always say I'm just the messenger. I'm carrying this forward. And, Jeannie, I may have mentioned to you, I'm trying to create a legacy. I want the younger generation to take over. That's going to be their job. We need to carry this forward. We have a lot of work to do, and it's going to take a while. But if we keep it going and I create that platform and that legacy, then they can pick up and carry on. And I think that is really what I'm ultimately wanting to do.
And that's what's happening. I mean, let's talk a little bit about that, like the chapters and about how that's developing. And,
yes.
you know, it's like you are this founder of this idea, and it's 10 years ago, and you're in Hunterdon County. And now how many chapters do you have?
We have 11. So we launched in April of 2009 with our first chapter here as a not-for-profit corporation. Since then, I've expanded the organization a bit. So we have a for-profit LLC and nonprofit, but they all work under the umbrella of BW Nice. We have 11 chapters. We have it throughout New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I have Middlesex County chapter in New Jersey launching August 17th. We have Essex County chapter, New Jersey launching September 20th. That should be followed by Union County chapter. We're relaunching Bergen, working on Passaic, and then we'll work our way down south. I've earmarked Monmouth County, Ocean County, and Burlington County. So we really want our foothold here in New Jersey and the tri-state area. We have 3 chapters in Pennsylvania, one in the Poconos, Lehigh Valley, and Doylestown area, Bucks County, and we're working on Philadelphia area. Don't know yet, but we're doing our discovery right now for that. And at that point,
I hear commercials on 99.9 and so on of some of the events that are going
yes,
on.
Yes, they've been great supporters.
It's amazing.
It is, yes. A 99.1 Hawk radio mm-hmm. out in, I think it's in
99.9.
Yeah, 99.9, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the women that works there, Stephanie Altieri, is on our board of our executive leadership committee for our Lehigh Valley chapter. So she's been really helpful, and they've done a tremendous job advertising the Red Shoe out there. Probably working with the Poconos. They're getting ready. The Monroe County chapter is going to be launching their first Red Shoe event on Friday, September 22nd at Camelback Resort. So we have 4 events coming up in September. Yes, we have 4 more. Mm-hmm. So our next event will be Saturday, September 16th. Our Warren County chapter will be doing their second annual Red Shoe event. It's a dinner dance at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington in Warren County. That will be followed by the Monroe County up in the Poconos at Camelback on Friday, September 22nd. That will be a luncheon and fashion show. followed by the following week on Tuesday, September 26th, our Sussex County chapter, New Jersey, will be launching their first Red Shoe event at Lake Mohawk Country Club. They're going to be doing an evening event with bands, so there's going to be a dance-off in your red shoes, and it'll be dancing and cocktails, and that should be a lot of fun. And then we'll wrap up the year with our Somerset County chapter on Friday, October 6th at Bridgewater Manor in Bridgewater, Somerset County. That'll be their second annual event. For Somerset County. So we'll finish up the year with that, and next year we'll start again. I'm hoping that we'll have about 10 events or more, and I'm hoping that our Middlesex and, excuse me, our Mercer County chapter and Morris County will be launching their first event. So we'll be building, as we build chapters, you'll see more Red Shoe events happening as well.
How do you have, like, how does a chapter start? Like, if someone's listening and they say, I want to start a chapter.
Okay, I have a toolkit. I've got everything. So I've got it all mapped out. We have a toolkit. We call it the chapter toolkit on how to start a chapter from A to Z. In your area. And then also I have a Red Shoe, the Red Shoe Manual, so it's all branded, it's all ready to go. We show you how to set up that event when the time comes, once the chapter is established and they're ready to launch. I've created this turnkey process and operation, and again, I've created it for a national platform so we can take it anywhere.
What do most people end up wanting to start their own chapter because they went to one of your chapter events, and then they're like, oh my goodness, we're open in this territory type thing? Is that where that starts?
It's a couple of different things. It's some women who have relocated and had an opportunity to be part of a chapter, and they live in another state, and they would love to
forgot about see, that. Start great. It. No, that's a good point.
But then also, it's just mm-hmm. by word of mouth and referral. Mm-hmm. Somebody has a friend in another state, share the idea of what we're doing. They thought, oh my God, that'd be great. I'd love to do something here. We don't have anything like that. So it's a little bit of both, but it's all organic. I mean, this started as a grassroots effort. We started in the community, worked our way up, and it's really, as I said, taking off and resonating and growing, which is really exciting. So whether you hear about it, come to our website, have a friend, know of somebody, you relocate, we can start a chapter anywhere. It's not hard. I pretty much facilitate the whole process, help them get the chapter set up, and then we put it out there in the community. We find the agency that we want to partner with, and I can tell you the agencies that we are partnered with already and the ones that I've been talking to are just embrace us. So they are
well, they'll help
welcome.
The chapter start too, because they're
oh, they'll help us,
yes,
in terms of
it.
Marketing mm-hmm. and getting the word out in the community as well. Mm-hmm. So they've just been embracing what we're doing because they need help. They need help, even with the resources that they have, and some of those are limited too. They need help getting the word out. They need help with education. They need help in so many ways. So that's why I'm so excited as well with our charity partners that we're able to assist them and give back.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you're here today. My guest is Diane Simovich again. She's with BW Nice. You may know them as the Red Shoe Girls. You know, they have a fashion show, and they're very, very well known around the area of Hunterdon County, but also they're now expanding. You at 12? How many chapters?
We're 11. We'll 11. Have like 13 in another couple of months.
Which is incredible. That's extraordinary.
Yeah, yes.
And it's doing such amazing stuff for people. So I just want you to know, I'm Jeannie Murphy, this is Talented People. Thanks so much for listening in. We're going to go to our quick break now. It's already 3:43 on August 2nd. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we're back on the air here at Talented People, streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce awesome new building in Flemington, New Jersey. We love it so much. And my guest again is Diane Simovich with BW Nice, and she was talking about the way that she founded this, you know, growing organization that supports women that get together and network, 250 people at a time, and then they listen to some amazing stories directly from some people who have been impacted by domestic violence, which is 1 in 4 for women and maybe 1 in 8 to men, which is terrifying too.
Yep.
And then people are compelled in the community to either start their own chapter or to help, to be part of it, to donate money, which is what you always need, so that you guys can in turn support the causes of the women in their safe houses with their families.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit more about anything you want to make sure everybody gets at least to know from you today before the end of our show, and then maybe we can hear another story or two about some of the women you've helped over the time.
Yeah. Well, I just want them to know that it's a great organization. We welcome all women in business and transition. We don't limit it to one person per profession, so we're really open arms because we're a different model and because our focus is on the charitable side. We have a membership program, which we do need help, and we encourage women to please join. You'll get great member benefits, but you don't have to participate at our meetings and events. No participation requirements, no attendance, no forced referrals, but I can tell you business is happening because women are great at referring. So business is definitely happening. We're there to empower, help each other. We have guest speakers at all of our meetings. Many of them are from BW Nice and women who are members. So we try to have something of value, of you know, whether it be educational value, whether it be business or personal. And we try to keep it relevant and the meetings moving and interesting as best we can. We encourage feedback. So it's a great organization. Come, you'll it's warm, it's friendly environment. All of the meetings are structured in the same fashion. So we welcome everybody. You don't have to, there's no intimidation, none of that. We want you to come. We want you to feel free to share if you want a story. If not, that's fine. It's just great engaging with each other. And then a big part of what we do throughout the year is working on the Red Shoe event for our charity partner. And so I just want to encourage women, you know, whatever your background is, whatever that you do, please come join us and just you'll have fun.
And I know that, you know, one thing as a woman business owner approached all the time about networking events and so on. And it's like you're very selective. You get it kind of like, oh, my God. Right.
Yes.
You guys are doing such a good thing. And there's not this, like you said, it's very casual. It's not like a commitment where if I miss a meeting, you guys are all going to be calling us. And, where did she, why were you there last month?
No,
you
know, no, it's we like don't. We only meet monthly.
And then you have opportunities for the sponsors and so on, too, to get little highlights and stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's just a great environment. And again, as I said, our focus is on our charity partner. You'll learn more about what they do, the services they provide. And I've always said, Jeannie, we've only scratched the surface. We do collection items based on what the needs are at the Safe and Transition House every month at our meetings. But beyond that, we've done other things in Hunterdon County. We were named as an entity in one of their grants a few years ago, along with United Way, which allowed the women of BW Nice to facilitate classes for the Economic Empowerment Program for the women in the Transition House. Those are the kinds of things that we really want to do. That's where we really want to make a difference, is getting in there and providing classes and sharing expertise or trying to help these women get back on their feet and maybe even help them with a job search or something of that nature. So we've just scratched the surface in terms of the different things we can do and collaborate with the agencies based on what their needs are. So I think that's important, and that empowers all of us. Sharing is empowering. So if you come and can share your story, want to share your story, it's empowering to others. And you can do that and give back and help others. And, when you have a room full of business women with such great talent and expertise, that is amazing. I'm just so honored every time I go to the different chapter meetings and meet some of these great women that bring so much to the table and that want to help and give back. It just is the most wonderful thing. So there's so much we can do. And we want to do a mentor program. We want to help our young women from high school and college.
I want to hear about that.
I mean, we've been talking about it, and I have had so many requests where we want to put some type of formal program in place, and we're working on that. And that's where I think Juliet can make a difference as well with her music and having her part of the organization. We want to get to our youth because it's so important. Teen dating violence is on the rise. It's happening. We've got to stop that cycle at an early age. The agencies are reaching out to the high schools and even middle schools to educate these kids on what a healthy relationship is. But I've had young women from local high schools come to our meetings and say they loved it. They said, Diane, we don't like the competition in our schools. We like the way you have set this up and how the ladies all, you know, work together in your meetings. We have many volunteers, young women and men, and my son included, who volunteer at the Red Shoe event. Mm-hmm. They need to understand what that's about.
Right.
They need to know.
Right.
It's good for them. Mm-hmm. It's put them to work. We can use them as volunteers, but they get a good sense of what's happening in the community and what we're doing. So we want to get to our youth as well, because again, these young ladies are going to be part of that legacy at some point to carry forward. And we want to show them what healthy networking is and in a nice, healthy, productive, positive environment.
Well, that's just awesome. Yeah. And I gotta say, you know, you're really doing it, and you probably don't even realize how, even right now, this moment, you're doing that. And those out there listening are affected by your goal and your mission, passion. And
my passion drives, my faith sustains me, my passion drives me. That's what I say.
Thank God. Good for you. All right. We're going to let everybody listen again to Juliet Riley's song again on the outside of this show. So is there anything else you want to remind anyone about the dates for, especially these events?
Upcoming Red Shoe events. Okay, real quickly. So we have four Red Shoe events coming up starting in September. Saturday, September 16th, that is Warren County's evening gala. You can get all the information on our website, but that's at Hawk Point Golf Club, followed by our Monroe County chapter. They are Friday, September 22nd at Camelback Lodge. And then the following week, we have Sussex County launching their event on Tuesday. It's a Tuesday evening, September 26th from 6 to 10 at Lake Mohawk Country Club. And then we'll end up with our Somerset County chapter on Friday, October 6th at Bridgewater Manor in Bridgewater.
And Bridgewater Manor, all those places
it's beautiful.
Lovely.
Yes,
they're all
lovely.
Yes.
I have to say, I have not been to Camelback Lodge, so I'm anxious to see, but I know I hear great things.
Yeah, my parents live up there. It's absolutely beautiful. beautiful. Yeah. Your people pick nice venues for your chapters. Okay. So anyway, Diane Simovich, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, my pleasure.
On behalf of Colleen Kelly and I, Mariah Media, and on as well as the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We appreciate all the work you're doing. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Jeannie, so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, absolutely. It's our pleasure, and we appreciate all the work you're doing. So we're going to let you all go again with our Hunterdon County resident, Juliet Riley, young, growing, popular singer by the Hunterdon Academy of the Arts, who also earned an award, by the way, this year. She was featured on the radio as well along the way. So here's our girl. She's going to be the face and song of the BW Nice.
Yes.
Here you go.
Love this song. Thank you ever so much for writing it. I hope you enjoy it.
I've had enough of the silence when I just want to shout. All my friends are so tired of trying to figure it out. But it's okay if you have to fake a smile from time to time. 'Cause on every page of your history, you get to fill in the lines, and this one's mine. I am a survivor. Of love, maybe they need a telescope to see you are enough. But it's okay if you have to break your heart to learn who you are, 'cause you've come so far and you need the dark for the world to see your star. Just tell them
is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Fire crews are conducting a search and rescue operation at a Minneapolis school where a gas leak caused an explosion.
We have been able to lower down that unaccounted for number down to two. We did locate one of the people that was unaccounted for, and we did find that person unharmed.
That blast led to a partial collapse to the building. Minneapolis Assistant Fire Chief Brian Tyner said the gas leak was due to construction at the site. He insisted the rest of the building has been searched and cleared, so rescue operations are concentrated on the section that collapsed. Tyner says five people were taken to the hospital and one of them is in critical condition. In other news, the Dow hit 22,000 today for the first time ever. It's coming off its strongest monthly performance in 5 months, rising 2.5%. The market is partially being fueled by Apple after shares in the company skyrocketed when a new report showed a surge in iPhone sales. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil.